At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, today on the Hank Haney Podcast, we've got a great guest joining me, Nick Bradley. You can follow him on Twitter at TheNickBradley. He's the director of the Traditions Golf Academy at Forest Creek Golf Club in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Been a friend of mine for a long time. One of the greatest golf instructors in the world today and has been for a long time. He has taken players to number one in the world, number one on the European Tour, done the same with junior players. And one of the instructors that I love to listen to. He is incredibly articulate about not just the golf swing, but understanding, learning, and teaching golf. And I think you're going to enjoy this. So, Nick, was that a good introduction? How about that, bud?
Yeah, perfect. In fact, I've now got a lot to live up to. Holy shit.
I know you can do it. All right. Well, I appreciate you joining me. I want to start off first with your director of the Traditions Golf Academy. I've been in the golf academy business. Why now and why the Traditions for you?
Yeah, so thanks for having me on, first of all. I think that when you look at the career of golf instructors, you move through different sort of like interests. And, you know, for me, you know, I never wanted to be a player. I always wanted to instruct and what have you. And I think in the early part of your career as a golf instructor, I think what you're trying to do is accumulate knowledge. You know, you're in that kind of you want to fill your tool bag up with stuff that you can use. So you read the books, you watch the videos, and you observe, you know, as I did, great teachers like you. You know, Ledbetter, John Jacobs was a big hero of mine. And you're basically in that accumulation stage. And then, you know, the second stage is you go out and do it. And, you know, you try not to get any arrows in your back, which fortunately I haven't. So, you know, I was fortunate enough to work with Justin Rose for 4.5 years and kind of remodel his game and got him to world number five and European number one. And, you know, I did the same with Kevin Chappell coming out of UCLA and, you know, other players like that, you know. And at the moment, you know, I'm working with Sir Nick Faldo on his game as well, you know, getting him ready for the Seniors Open. So, you know, the second part of your career, you're using that knowledge, you know, to write books, which I fortunately have done. And then, you know, you get into a stage in your career where you feel, and, you know, I think this is true of tour players as well, that wisdom is much better than knowledge. You know, wisdom is kind of like the using the knowledge, and knowledge is just knowledge. You know, you can have someone who's, you know, book smart and knows everything, but they can't communicate that. And so in this part of my career now, you know, I turned 50 in November, I've turned down chances to work with, you know, some of the best junior academies in the world. But it's only when I sort of got recruited and I got approached by the O'Neill School in Pinehurst, which is simply one of the best private schools in North Carolina. And they said, look, you know, we want to create one of these full-time junior academies. And I was, first of all, I was like, whoa. I step back, because my experience even today, unfortunately, is that the majority of the full-time junior academies are a little bit like battery chicken farms. You know, they, mm-hmm. you know, they wade these kids in, and the kids at that time love golf and they've got promising careers ahead of them. And then what inevitably happens with the majority of them is they get palmed off, with some junior coach, or they become neurotic about their golf swings, or, you know, their diets go, or their, you know, socially they interact with too many kids and their stimulus goes through. So, you know, golf becomes a secondary or sometimes a third focal point for them. And I naturally just, I didn't want anything to do with it until the O'Neill School here in Traditions Golf Academy said, Nick, okay, you've got a clean sheet of paper. What would you like to do? And I had one word in my mind, and that was boutique. I wanted 15, 20 kids maximum. We, unlike all of the other businesses, Hank, mm-hmm. we are not a we're a non-profit business. Okay, so we're not money grabbing.
Oh wow! So let me understand this, Nick. So because most of these deals. It's, obviously a for-profit, it's an academy, and then they find a school to where the kids can go to school to. Yes. And, you know, that's the way my Hank Haney International Junior Academy was, and that's the way Ledbetter's has been for years and years and years, at IMG Academy. But this was the school that came to you, and what they wanted to start a golf program, or is this a way for them to market to get more students at their great private school? Explain it to me.
Sure. So it's highly unusual, isn't it, that the school, wants the golf academy.
Yeah.
Normally, the golf academy says, "Hey, look, we've got these instructors. Let's get an online, you know, like an online educational portal going." And but no, this was completely the other way around. They have, you know, the O'Neill School has got a tremendous sports program. We have a 100%. I'll say that again, a 100% college placement record.
Wow.
In the school. And I vetted the whole thing, and it's absolutely first class and top notch. So yeah, you're quite right. We are with the golf academy side of it. The Traditions Golf Academy is not trying to make a profit from this. Our ethos and going into it was for me to be able to devote 30 years of experience of working with the best golfers in the world into the students, and then for them to parlay into a tremendous educational program.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'll give you an idea of where the program's slightly different. So where we are, we have Fort Bragg up the road.
Right.
We have Navy SEALs coming in to the school to do personal mentoring and personal development with the students.
Oh, wow. That's
so
cool.
I mean, we're talking about guys that went to Afghanistan. I mean, you know, without getting too much of the weeds, I'm talking about some really specialist individuals. So it's a completely different program to what is out there. And I think our heart is in the right place where we're not, you know, as I say, they've given me the ability, Hank. If I'm happy at 15 students, I'm like, guys, I'm happy at 15. You know, we're not trying to get to 30, 50, 80, and it become like a madhouse, right? So, it's unique. It's very different. I'm very happy.
Yeah, it's really unique. Well, so obviously with 15 kids, you get an opportunity to work with them on an individual basis, as really as much as they would need with that few of people. I mean, we had, 125 people, and it was my biggest nightmare because, you know, I knew that every kid and every parent had the clock on me every time. Hank watched my son for, 4 minutes and 13 seconds. And I'm like, you know, there's 120 kids. You know, I mean, it's not, you know, there's only so much time. It's not hard to figure out how much instruction you get. So I had to have all these assistants. And then, you know, like, as you know, then it just really boils down to how good are they? And, you know, of course, the academy's trying to make money. And then that means that you pay the instructors less. And then, you know, let's face it, the quality of instruction goes down. So you've really got the opportunity to really spend quality time with these kids.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, that was my, frankly, I wouldn't have taken the position if had it been any other way. I've designed the program. The teaching program here revolves around three sort of like modes, which, you know, again, like you, you know, we would have seen all the tall guys and how they get the best out of themselves and the girls. So week one is really highly technical testing and what have you. We'll be the only junior golf academy in the world where we actually publish the improvement cycles of the kids. So you can go on and just see driving distance, speed, agility, that everything will be measured. Week two is the physical training and the patterning. So I'm huge into agility and speed training, which are, you know, we want to make them athletes first and golfers second, right? Because that's the way the game has gone, right? Athletes first, golfers second. And then the third week, which revolves, is all about getting into a flow state, competing, tournament rituals, all of that. But here's where experience pays off. And I said earlier about knowledge versus wisdom. You and I both know that in golf instruction, if you drown the students in too many things to do, basically they lose their routines and they can't play and everything goes to, you know what, in a handbasket. Well, so here's where, you know, the experience hopefully comes through. My ability to drip feed the information and pace the information when the student needs it, instead of here's a program and you're going to drink it whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, getting back to your first point, yeah, one of the things that I needed to do was I needed because I am quite managerial in my coaching philosophy. You know, you can ask Paul McGinley that or Faldo or Justin Rose. I like to get in the weeds and act as a consultant rather than a golf coach. So the ability to have just 15 or 20 kids gives me the one-on-one mentoring that I genuinely love in my career. Yeah.
And do you have like, do you have assistants or does somebody help you or is it just all you or how's the staffing work there?
Yeah. So we've got to the point now in the business where we are now in the recruiting stage. So if anyone's listening, the doors are open and please, we feel ready now where we can go. We've got the beautiful Forest Creek, which is 36 holes, two Fazio courses, Pro V1s on the range. You kind of get the picture.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I know it. I know it well.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And sorry, just one last point about a differential between what I wanted and what is currently available. All of our students, Hank, are family hosted. So you don't have shared accommodation in dorms or apartments where you kind of don't know what's going on with the student. My daughter is a tennis player. She's a very good tennis player. If I was going to send my daughter away to a tennis, full-time tennis camp, I would much rather my daughter was family hosted, as opposed to being in a dorm with, you know, six other screaming kids, not knowing, you know, what's going on.
Oh, that's cool. This is a well thought out program. This is really good. Really good. When people like apply to your academy, I want to get into that a little bit. We'll take a little break and I hear from our sponsors and then we'll get into that part because this is a great conversation. I'm really interested and this sounds like a phenomenal program you got going down.
Thank you.
If you need some instruction help, one of the ways you can do it is get Nick Bradley's books. Check them out on Twitter. You can also sign up for my free instructional. Yeah, videos that go out on a daily basis. You can do that at HaneyUniversity.com. So go there and check it out. We'll be right back with Nick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, Nick. So tell me how do people apply? How do they get in the academy? You only got 15 spots. That's not many. I mean, I'm sure the demand has got to be high. This sounds like a great program.
So the ceiling that I've created is 20 students.
Okay.
20 students. I do have the ability to say, okay, you know, I think the quality and the mixture is good. We may stop at 15, but 20 is the quota. How do they apply? Well, we have, so the academic. So if you go to traditionsgolfacademy.com, that's where you will find all of the academia and what you need to do there. Basically, it's for 13 to 18-year-olds, but we do have a post-grad course as well where you can do your golf instruction with me and do your post-grad courses. And with the golf side, I'm not looking for plus one handicappers or one handicappers or three handicappers. I'm actually more interested in great students and people that actually are, you know, dedicated to improvement. So I will, in my program, I will take students up to a 12, 13 handicap, because then I've got the ability to go from 13 down to 2 or 1. I'll say at this point as well that I've been in preparation for this, and if you know my character, I love preparing. I've also been consulting with a lot of the colleges. Which colleges? I've been consulting with Stanford, with Notre Dame, with Princeton, with OSU, Alan Bratton, and these guys, to say, okay, what is your model student like? If I was to give you a oven-ready student into your college, what does that look like? So I've got all of that data. So I know now what the colleges are looking for, right? So when we've done the education thing at Hero O'Neill, and then we've got the golf training, I can actually prepare the students for what their college life is going to be like, not just from Nick Bradley's point of view, right, but from actually the top college coaches in America.
All right. So what are they telling you? What are they looking for?
I wish I had my notepad here, but I'm going to give you some of them, some of the kind of like character traits that they love and some of them that they don't. Okay. So the ones that Conrad at Stanford and Alan Bratton and Henry Ham up in Notre Dame and what have you, this is what they love. They love self-independence and self-worth. They love discipline. They love a positive mental attitude all the time, like a can-do, I can get better. They love a good sense of teamwork, but at the same time, they love individual improvement as well. And they need like sheer optimism. So everything really is geared towards being in a great team, but good self-management, right? That is what they want. And, you know, that is what I want as well. You know, when you're when you're coaching, you want a student to move through the three famous areas, which is, look, you know, you, that they're going to have to be dependent in the first one. And then you want interdependence, where you're both working together. But ultimately, if you're a good coach in any vocation, you want that student to be independent. You never want them on the drip feed where they ring you up every 5 minutes. You don't want that. So that was the block of the stuff that they love. What they don't like, they don't like moaners. They don't like energy vampires. They don't like, you know.
Energy vampires. That's a great statement. Yeah. You've got some great ways of getting your point across. I love that right there. Energy vampire. Oh my God. Describe an energy vampire.
Energy vampire. Oh my God. Well, I think you and I have taught a few tall players like this.
Oh yeah.
Where, you know, you spend 5 minutes with someone and you think you've just been there all day, number one. And with every answer you give them, there's another two questions.
Right.
Right. And, you know, I've just written about in my new book, 50 Essays. I said, you know, the successful tour player is not the one with all the answers or the most answers. It's actually the one with the least amount of questions. Right. You know,
yeah,
so, man. I mean, energy vampires to me, I mean, it's like, no, okay, I've given you 20% of the deal. Okay, I need you to go away and figure out the other 80% on your own. That, to me, is the perfect student, not the flip ratio where, you know, I have to be out there 85% of the time holding their hand. That does not make for a good player.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, you know,
yeah.
No, I'm walking away.
I remember first time Mark O'Meara went to meet with Ben Hogan, and he was gonna, you know, he gonna ask him a question for me, you know. And I thought, okay, if I know enough to ask an intelligent question, I probably know enough to figure it out for myself. So when Mark was talking to Hogan, he said Hogan was talking about drawing the ball and it's, you know, hitting the perfect shot or whatever, or a shot. And Mark said to him, he said, let me ask you a question. He said, when you hit that perfect little draw, is the club face open or closed? And Hogan looked at me, goes, who told you to ask that question? You know, and that was it. You know, he didn't even answer the question. He just said, who told you to ask that question? But anyway, it's a good point you bring up about the, you know, 20%, and here, I'll give you a little and then figure it out. And that way they really own it. I mean, that's one of the reasons you're a great instructor for sure.
Well, I'll tell you another funny story along the Hogan line. I remember a couple of years ago at the Orlando PGA merchandise show, and I won't mention any names, but a published instructor who's obsessed by planes, that should give you a clue, came up to me and said, Mr. Bradley, I've read your book. Do you believe in a one-plane swing or a two-plane swing? And I said, neither. I said, just on plane.
Oh, man.
Kind of like you saw that his disciples go, oh, we haven't had that answer before, just on plane.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's good stuff. Good. All right. Let's take another break here from our sponsors. We'll be right back with Nick Bradley on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, Nick, you got me so fascinated and interested in your Traditions Academy. I want to know more about it. Okay, so take me through what a day looks like for the students at your Traditions Academy.
Okay, so one of the things I was keen to do is to not have any sort of like confusion or disruption tactics, but I wanted to make sure that every day wasn't the same, because if these guys and girls are going to play college golf and then some of them might go on to tour golf, you get morning tea times, you get afternoon tea times, and there's more flow, it's more fluid than just every morning doing the same thing. That's not right. So some mornings they will start their stretching and sort of visualization techniques about what they want to do at 7:30 in the morning, and then we may go straight out to the golf course at that time of the day. Other mornings they'll do their again, but every morning they start off the day with some slight meditation, visualizing what they want from the day. One of my my first mentor was my father. My second mentor was a gentleman called Colin Turner, and he taught me something called the 1% rule. You want to hear what it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
So everybody is 1,440 minutes in a day. Now, 1% of that is 14. It's not even a psychological 15 minutes. So one of the things that I give to the students is kind of like these little nuggets like that. So 1% of your day is 14 minutes. So what I do is every morning we decide what you want from the day, and it only takes 1% of your day to set up the other 99%. How many of us get out of bed in the morning and the same old CD goes in, it's like that. We just blunder our way through the day. And so, I want my students to have a lot of self-awareness of what the day and the structure looks like so they can max out their time and use their energy correctly. So every day does sort of start the same. So that is a truism right there. But the rest of it, they may do that, go through kind of like their stretching, and then do their academics, break for lunch, and then they're with me. Either they're in the testing week or the training week or the flow week. Now, the next day or 2 days later, they may have a morning session with me where we play a highly competitive round with different levels of focus. The first nine might be a focus where you're just playing with your friends. The second nine might be a focus where you've got to make a cut. The third nine has got to be a nine where you are – sorry, we've played 27 holes, just to clarify. Mm-hmm. Third nine might be a nine holes where you are – you've got to hold a one shot lead to win the championship. So all of this sort of like training where I'm moving them through different kind of like focus cycles, and it's called reality. I don't want my students, like the majority of these junior, where you're just standing on the range ball beating. I caddied 2 weeks ago, Hank. I caddied for Nick Faldo. So Nick Faldo playing with Gary Player.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. I saw it. And you also had Gary talk to your academy, which was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, 85 years old. The guy's like an energizer bunny. It's a joke. But, what was fascinating, I knew this anyway, but just for your listeners, every shot was like a little hook wedge, a high fade 7-iron. A little spit, everything was out there, imagination, and every shot was different. You don't become a good golfer by standing there hitting 70 perfect seven irons. You don't do that. You think about with Tiger. I mean, Tiger was a massive shot maker. Faldo, a shot maker. The biggest injustice in golf is when you hear people talk about Faldo saying he was a technical machine. It's absolute joke when you're out there with him. He's like Salvador Dali, like hitting all these shots. So all of the training cycles that I'm moving the kids through is highly technical week one, a lot of TrackMan combines. What are your stats saying to us? Week two is training, patterning in the gym, making sure we use that information to knock off the edges and just give you 2 or 3% improvement that week. And then the third week is tournament preparation, flow states, how to integrate routines, tournament rituals. So everything is about the business, how to break down golf courses. I mean, one of the mantras that the kids will be taught by me and literally tattooed on their heads is that your career is not defined by the people you beat, but by the golf courses you overcome. Right? That is a truism. It's not about the people you beat. It's about the golf courses you dismantle. So in the program, I'm going to have these kids thinking like golf course architects. Why is that bunker there? What is a safe bunker? What's, you know, how do you move balls into or away from hazards? When do you do? So that's what I'm really excited about, is to bring all of that knowledge into the kids. But put the caveat in there, to drip feed the information and not drown them in it. Okay. And with 15 and 20 kids, I've got the ability to individualize that information and not just have a, here's the program, everyone's doing the same thing. No, it's going to be individualized. Hmm. And that goes for the education as well.
What do you think that the kids that are in the Traditions Academy, what are their expectations? I mean, are they hoping to be college golfers? Are they hoping to be, touring pro? Well, what are their expectations? And what are their parents' expectations, do you think?
Okay, perfect. I'm going to answer the second one first, which is the parents. So all of the research and conversations that we've been having with our parents, from the parents' point of view, for example, we're getting a lot of interest from Rhode Island, Boston, New York, and what have you. You know, their expectations are really educational. And one of their big fears is if they went further south than Pinehurst, frankly, their fear is that the educational side bit will slide, right? That's a genuine fear from our conversations we've been having with them. And with such an incredible academia like we have here at O'Neill, they have the confidence that it will not slide. The other problem, obviously, with the Northeast is that the season is so short. Well, guess what? We have a 12-month season here down in North Carolina, Pinehurst. So from the parents' expectations, it's really about making sure that the educational component is not going to wane and fall off. If you look at what's happening on the golf instruction side with Traditions Golf Academy, hopefully my resume gives them a little bit of confidence. Right. So for the parents, it's the academia. With these kids, and this is why I love the family hosting aspect, because they're not just golf home. They get out and they do extracurricular activities, whether it's going on trail walks or doing horse riding or going to a lake and everything like that. So it's really those kids have a balance to what they're doing. If it's all golf and they live the golf, well, you and I both know that's the best way to actually end up hating the game, right?
Yeah,
There's no diversity. So I guess the kids, their expectation is to have fun when they're learning and, have a good time with me and to be inspired and to actually be able to see the next part of their journey and know how to get there and feel that their golf games are improving. Because I don't care whether you're 10 years old or whether you're, Sir Nick Faldo. Nobody likes hitting a shot that sucks. Everyone wants to know what they need to do when they do hit that shot. And I'm here to provide some answers and to flush out the questions. So It's not all work, 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 Hank. There's got to be a balance. And that's the beautiful thing about this area. And the thing that we recognize is that, you know, and it's the one thing that I wanted to avoid that I see with the other academies, frankly, is that, you know, they just get neurotic about their golf swings. If I don't hit that position, I can't play, you know, and you know the scene.
Yeah. Well, and you're in a great place. Pinehurst is a special place. It's one of the special places in the United States. It's one of the special places in the world for golf. I mean, that's where I, you know, I don't know if you know, but that's where I really got my career started. I mean, I didn't know that. Yeah, I went there with my colleagues from the John Jacobs Golf Schools. Uh-huh. They had had a management changeover and they had a golf school scheduled and they didn't have anybody to teach it. And they hired myself and Jim Hardy and Shelby Futch and Craig Bunker and Bert Bueller. We all taught with the John Jacobs Golf Schools. And they hired us to come there and teach a week-long school. And Mike Sanders, who was a director of golf at Pinehurst Hotel and Country Club at the time, after that week of us being there, we were there for like 5 days. And he asked me, he said, Hank, would you be interested in coming here and running all the golf schools, the Pinehurst golf schools? Mm-hmm. And that's where I got started. So it's a special place. My mother still lives in Pinehurst. It's really a cool spot. Yeah.
Give her my number. I'll take her out to lunch.
Oh, man. That would be a treat for both of you, for sure. It's great. It sounds great. This is phenomenal. I mean, this is, I love hearing about this. Okay. So I got a million questions for you. We're going to save them for another podcast about and get into more instruction stuff. And tour pros, I mean, I don't know where to start with you because I love your opinions on everything. But okay, tell people how they can find out more information about your academy and get in touch with you.
So I guess there's two ways, Hank. Number one, go to traditionsgolfacademy.com. You'll find all of the relevant information there. And Katie Novak is waiting for your inquiries, and so am I. I will take a phone call with any parent and walk them through the whole thing. They can get to know me personally, because that's the big difference here, is that there's a personal intervention. It's not kind of remote. So please do go to traditionsgolfacademy.com and contact us direct. If you want more information on me as a person, just go to bradleygolf.com and you can have a look at various stuff that I've done in my career and my track record with players. And then go and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and as you quite rightly said, mine is at the Nick Bradley on Twitter. So we'd love to hear from any parent who's anxious to have the best experience for their kids. We can absolutely guarantee that our product here actually isn't a product; it's an experience, and we're totally dedicated to making that experience the best that their junior golfer can have.
Yeah, phenomenal, Nick. I appreciate you joining me today. That was great stuff. I can't wait to do it again. Okay, follow Nick on Twitter. And by the way, Nick Bradley on Twitter is phenomenal at giving out great golf information. And I love your philosophical approach. I mean, you don't just throw out information. You've always got some mental lesson in there too, and it's really good stuff. So at the Nick Bradley, you can follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Email your questions to hankhaneygolf@outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app so you get my podcast every day. And I hope everybody enjoyed it. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.